I got a big favor to ask all of you. I really need just 1 minute of your time. I need you to take a 6-question survey. It's only going to take you a minute, but it's going to help me really understand who listens to this show. So if you could, just tap the survey link in the show notes or go to wakeupandlevelup.com/survey. wakeupandlevelup.com/survey. Thanks a lot. Welcome to Wake Up and Level Up. Let's go. Be very careful of when you get feedback from other people on whatever it is you're pursuing. I don't care if it's a presentation you made, if it's a piece of music, if it's artwork, if it's your website, whatever it may be. Whenever you're asking for someone else's feedback, ensure that their intent and motive is in the right place. And number two, that they actually have the expertise to actually give you input. Too often we ask people about things that we're working on to get their feedback. And if we're being completely honest, most of the time we already know the answer. We're just maybe looking for validation. We're just hoping to check the box to say, whew, okay, so I am headed in the right direction. Here's the thing. Everybody is making up everything as they go along. There is no one answer to anything. So if you're working on your book cover, and you have a book cover that you know you like, or a vision that you have that you've created in your mind, and you get a couple of designers to draw you some sample book covers, and you see one that speaks to you right away, makes you happy, communicates exactly what you wanted, gives you everything that you were hoping for and feel great about. Why in the world would you want to go and then say, hey, before I put this cover on my book, can you all tell me your feedback on it? Do you understand? Just by asking people for feedback, the trap is that we set ourselves up for critique. Now, I'm certainly not saying that we should never ask for feedback. I'm certainly not saying that we should never look for critique. In fact, one of the best ways to always develop and evolve yourself is to be able to take helpful criticism, constructive criticism. But I'm talking more about our projects, our passions. When we design something and we feel great about that thing, be very, very careful and cautious about then opening up that very thing to others' feedback. Everything is so subjective. You're going to get a response from everybody. Oh, I don't like that red. Oh, I think it should be more orange. Oh, you know, I think you should cut this part of your song out and add this part into it. Oh, I think you should remove this clip and put that clip in. Oh, I think you should take this out of the book and put that in the book. Like, if you do that, you're going to open yourselves up. So the message today is really clarity of your vision. I can't tell you how many times in these episodes, I've probably said the words clarity of vision because it is so critical. The only reason you get swayed into another direction is when you're not clear. The only other thing that can benefit you is when some advice comes back and you're clear with your vision, but the advice comes back and you're like, oh, that's good. I did miss that. But that's only due to the fact that you're clear about where you're trying to go and what you're trying to do. So let's be very, very cautious about asking for advice or asking for feedback on those things you already feel great about. And let's make sure, in order to do that, that you feel strongly clear about your vision. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. But before you go, I just wanted to remind you that this week on the podcast, we're asking all of our listeners to take a survey. It's really important because we would love to know more about our audience and who you are. This is really going to help us in creating events, meetups, coming to your cities, and other exciting things that we can do with you if we have a better understanding as to who is listening. Also, your answers are anonymous, and this survey is only being used to help us shape content and come up with other ideas to keep the podcast going. It's super quick, just 6 questions. It's literally only going to take you a minute to answer. We want to know things like your age, education, income, most importantly, how you earn a living. Like, are you a freelancer, an entrepreneur? Do you work for a large or small company? I don't know these answers, and I want to find out more about who our listeners are so that we can do things that impact you even better. It would make a big world of difference if you took the survey. You can click on the link in the show notes below this episode or visit wakeupandlevelup.com/survey. Now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up.